News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Kim Kardashian is set to take the stand in person today to testify at the trial of the men accused of robbing her at gunpoint and stealing millions of dollars worth of jewellery. And Harriet Alexander, journalist, joins us this morning. Harriet, what can we expect? And also remind us of the background of this case, which was quite extraordinary at the time.
Yes, it was. I mean, it's certainly one of France's most high-profile robberies ever. This happened back in October 2016. Kardashian was in Paris for Fashion Week with her sister, Kourtney. Her sister, Kourtney, went out for the night with their bodyguard, Pascal, and that left Kim Kardashian alone at the No Name Hotel in Paris. It's a luxury place. It's pretty discreet. There was a doorman on the door of the hotel, but while they were while Kourtney Kardashian was out with the bodyguard, five masked men dressed as policemen forced their way into the apartment. They handcuffed the doorman. They actually zip-tied Kim Kardashian herself, put her in a bathtub, and they made away with $10 million worth of jewellery which she had been showing off on Instagram and Snapchat hours earlier.
Yeah, I mean, you would be terrified. That's a terrifying tale. And she describes thinking she was going to die or thinking she was going to be sexually assaulted or all of these things. I can only imagine it must have been very traumatic. Will she be expected to take the stand and give that kind of level of granular details today, do you think, Harriet?
Yes. So, I mean, as you say, she has talked about this in one episode of her show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She talked about how she feared for her life and how horrific the whole experience was. So we do expect her to go through that again, to talk about what she knows about it. I mean, interestingly, there are 10 men on trial. They found DNA at the scene. And two of the 10 have actually already admitted that they did it. So they are being quizzed about their roles in it. One of them even wrote a memoir talking about what he did during this robbery.
Which is also extraordinary. Of course, these men are a little bit older. That's why they're referred to as the grandpa robbers, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. The one who wrote the memoir is 71. The ringleader is 78. Some of their sons are accused of being involved as well. So it was five who broke into the apartment. 12 were accused. One has since died and one was unfit to go on trial. So it's 10 who will be on trial for this. And the trial began back in April.
Is there any question, Harriet, the fact that the bodyguard was out with Kourtney, so Kim was at home with no, I suppose, security other than the doorman. Is there any question of it being an inside deal, that they knew that, or is it thought that was just potluck?
Yes, no, that there hasn't, we haven't seen that so far. I mean, my goodness, you can imagine how he was feeling having made that decision. Kardashian herself has said that it's made her reassess her security, that she is much more cautious now about revealing her location. And other celebrities have taken similar steps, but he is not being blamed for any role in this. It seems like it was the gang was able just to identify from the social media. She was saying, you know, my sister's going out and I'm staying in. So she did very much make herself a target.
That looks quite foolhardy at this point. The French media, how are they reacting to this? Is there sympathy for Kardashian?
I think there's sympathy for her ordeal for sure. But at the time, people were quite critical. Karl Lagerfeld, the late Chanel head, he was among those who said that it was ridiculous to flaunt your wealth and that you would pay for it. So there's certainly a sense that that was perhaps not very wise as well.
Yeah. And very lastly, before I let you go, Harriet, on another sort of celebrity trial, as it were, P. Diddy, that trial started yesterday. What have we seen and what can we expect to see?
So on Monday, we had the opening statements. The prosecution went first, saying that he was in charge of a criminal ring of sexual abuse. The defense said that he had some tempestuous relationships, but he was never a criminal and that all of the relations with the women were consensual. We heard yesterday from a security guard who worked at the hotel where that famous footage of Cassie Ventura being dragged along the corridor was obtained. made. And we heard from a male sex worker who says that he had sex with Cassie, with Diddy's girlfriend, on Diddy's orders. We expect perhaps today to hear from Cassie herself.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Harriet Alexander.
The time is 7:39 now on News Talk Breakfast. Let's take a look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.